The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Have the roles of men and women in society really changed that much? Now, more than ever, men and women are competing in the workplace, in parenting, even in relationships. It doesn't have to be that way. Welcome to It's Time to Go Back to Basics with your host, Naftali Schwartz. Today, a lot of people are delaying or even foregoing marriage. And when there are disagreements, instead of communicating, it's just too easy to forget it all. Maybe that's why divorce rates are so high. When we discuss our roles and communicate with each other, great things can happen. Now, here is Naftali Schwartz.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Naftali Schwartz, and here we are with another episode of It's Time to Go Back to Basics. And I want to let our listeners know, today we are actually coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Yes, my wife and I and our daughter, we took the trip from L.A. We got here last night, 1 o'clock in the morning. We kind of tired, but we said, that's what we came here for, so here we are. And it's definitely very nice to be here. And we get to meet the nice staff that is very good at helping all of the hosts here. Okay, so we chose today's topic to be proper dating skills. And basically, my wife, Hannah, Linda, definitely has a lot to say about this topic because she feels it's really important to talk about what's going on today in our modern times. And again, this is in terms of just a reflection on the divorce epidemic that we are experiencing. And so before I continue, first I'd like to say good morning to my wife. So good morning, Hannah.
Good morning.
It's nice to be here, right?
Right.
Okay. So how would you like to start with, from your perspective?
Okay, well, proper dating skills in the modern world is different from those of the traditional way in which we do in the religious world and people that do follow some kind of system and values in their life. So, for instance, we know that spiritually, mentally, and physically, we all need to come together as a whole person. And we know that women and men are different physically, mentally, and emotionally. Men have their ways. First of all, we know biologically they're different than us. They're also very results-oriented and solution-oriented. They are more balanced than us. Well, number one, they don't bring children into the world. Women do. Women are much more emotional and have their traditional sort of backgrounds in terms of their way that they relate to each other and the way they relate to men. So we're very emotional, very sensitive beings. And men usually, when they're looking to date and get ready to get into a regular relationship, which is for marriage and commitment, they usually are interested first, of course, in the appearance and attraction and how a woman carries herself, how she looks, how she treats herself and cares about herself and takes care of herself so that she can give love and portray love and convey love to other people. So first herself and then other people. And when she goes out and gets ready to go dating, she should bring out that happiness in herself and portray that appearance where She's basically looking to meet her friend, a new friend. It's like that with any kind of relationship, even when you go looking for jobs or anything like that.
Yeah, no, right. Now, remember we talked about, when we're driving here, that your main concern is you always feel like many of the relationship coaches that before you can share your life with another person, you first have to get yourself in order, so to speak, quote unquote. Could you elaborate on that, what we discussed?
Yes. Whenever you hear any of the, you watch any of the videos or hear any of the audios of Jack Canfield or Tony Robbins or any professional high-level coach out there that has a name, that have been around for a long time, Brian Tracy or any of these top-notch people, Napoleon Hill, everybody tells you that there is a way of thinking about yourself and thinking about the whole system that you'd follow to make your transformation and changes so that you can be a better person. And then once you feel strong within yourself, you can give that same image to other people so that they can feel comfortable with you.
Right, exactly. So when we look around, we observe couples today, what do you find is really a main concern that you see when people relate to each other?
Well, it's kind of funny. I think I actually heard you say this in one of your previous shows. When young people go dating today, they'll go on a date. They can go to a Starbucks or a coffee bean or even a restaurant. And instead of them actually communicating verbally, they'll literally take out their cell phones and text each other. And that kind of cracks me up because can you imagine somebody texting somebody, "Oh, you're so pretty." And you just text that.
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
You know, the girl's texting him like, "Do you like me?" Or, "What do you want to order now?" You know?
Right.
And they're not even talking to each other. And they might be smiling at each other from across in their own seats across the table or whatever they're doing. It's really kind of silly.
Yeah, and it was supposed to be a joke, but apparently some people...
It's a riot.
Yeah. So, you see, because we talked about, remember, with Laura LaMonaco, that technology is wonderful. No question about it. It helps us in many ways. But when it takes over in terms of communication, instead of people communicating to each other verbally, and they just communicate through machines, that's when you start having a breakdown of communications.
Correct. And then they don't know what it's like to really be more, they sort of hide their emotions. And they're not able to show how they could care for the other person, give warmth to another person. Texting is fantastic. I mean, I had an experience this summer where we were getting ready to move from New York to California.
Mm-hmm.
And I was under so much stress that I began to lose my voice. And I lost my voice in the airport while we're waiting to go on the plane back to LA from New York. And all my friends were calling me, and I kept telling my husband, I was pointing, take the phone, take the phone, take the phone. and he was busy with his own thing. So I said, forget it, let them leave a message, I'll just text them. And that's when texting became really popular with me, and I'm a techie to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, quick, I'm going to text. So I text all my friends, I'm sorry I can't talk, I lost my voice, but thank you for wishing me a farewell, we'll talk soon. And then, of course, within a few minutes, we went on the plane.
Right.
But,
now, by the
know,
way, and the, by,
yeah.
But that's the point. See, so it's good for certain things, like you said. But we want to emphasize that but when it comes to really communication between men and women, the old-fashioned way is still the best way.
Correct. You need to be able to express also, do you remember when Laura was talking about body language? Now, if you sit down at a table with someone and you're really not comfortable with them, you're going to show that in your face, you're going to show it in your shoulders, you're going to show it in how you lean towards a person or move away from the person. They're going to see it. And if people don't learn to read within their own body and heart and soul, they really won't know why, let's say, the guy is not calling them back. you know, maybe you go on a date, you go ahead and text, you're not speaking to the person, you're not really communicating with the person, and you have all this body language that somehow the other person's picking up on, and then maybe he or she thinks, well, I don't really like that person, but I'll deal with it. And then they go right. back home after the date, and they're wondering in a couple of days, I haven't heard from him, I haven't heard from her, what's going on? Well, maybe they don't like me after all.
Right.
So that's definitely not a way to communicate with each other, you know.
And by the way, just again to remind our listeners, so the number to call in here is 866-472-5787. And... okay, so let's continue with that. Now, by the way, remember, Linda, we talked about you feel that men are more stubborn than women when it comes to change, and that could be definitely a problem in terms of relationship.
Correct, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I just think that, and I'm not saying all men, because there are some very, very sensitive men that... They're looking for ways to change, but because, I guess, of their upbringing or whatever it is, they're restrained or restricted in their own mind and heart, whatever. But in general, men are known to be very straightforward, very result-oriented, balanced, you know, and then that's all because they don't have the same hormones that women do.
Right.
Women bring children to the world. And
right, that's what we talk about, because we feel that women are really the key socializer of the family. The family is based around the way God, the Creator, whatever people want to call the Almighty. The point is, we feel that women really have a very big responsibility in terms of raising the children. Because it's more natural for women to raise children than men.
Correct.
Men are supposed to be
the breadwinners.
That's their responsibility. And men's main responsibility is to raise children with values, ethics, morality, all the good things that make good citizens. And by the way, as a result of that, we have a better society.
Correct. That's correct. Yes. And so basically those are the differences between men and women. Men have always been known to be the sole providers in the family. They'd go out and they'd work in whatever profession they would have. And they were the ones who really supported the family. And what I was going to mention as I was thinking about it the other day is that... men were always known, let's say, doctors would marry their nurses in the old days, and lawyers or any other professional man would marry their secretaries.
Right, exactly.
So it has totally changed in society. Today, both men and women are competing with each other and have just about lost their sense of role and responsibility in their life.
Right. Okay, on that note, we're going to go for a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
If you hear a dog barking or an angel singing, then you know that you're listening to Waking Up in America. Heard every Wednesday at 3 Pacific Time, Valerie Kirkhard and all of her friends will bring you powerful and humorous discussions that raise thoughts and give you insight on how to live your life to its fullest potential. Adventure is always a must on Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkhard, every Wednesday at 3 Pacific.
Are you single and looking to get married soon? Perhaps you've started that journey with your soulmate and need some coaching before you get married. Are you feeling that issues in your marriage have pushed you to the brink of divorce? Naftali Schwartz wants to talk with you. At the Center for Self-Improvement, we offer coaching for people that are looking for results in their lives or are just having trouble taking the next step. If you're ready for a shift in your attitude and mentality, visit the Center for Self-Improvement, Inc.com or call us at 818-209-7533. We're based in Southern California, but we can reach out to you no matter where you are in the world. If you're not in our area, Naftali can offer private sessions via telephone or online. Naftali will help you with your relationship coaching at almost any step. If you're looking to be in a relationship, in one now, or thinking about getting out of one, don't be hasty. Call Naftali today to get results in a different way. Visit CenterForSelfImprovementInc.com or call 818-209-7533. Again, that's CenterForSelfImprovementInc.com or 818-209-7533.
Find on Get Real Radio? Well, quite honestly, who you really are. Join host James Robinson each week for a program designed to reveal more about yourself and your world through words of wisdom and profound guests. You'll discover more about the spiritual movement and how it can work with you and alert you to problems you may not be aware of. It will educate, titillate, and enlighten your mind. Get Real Radio is broadcast live every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. This could end up being the best time of your week.
Stimulating talk gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to It's Time to Go Back to Basics with Naftali Schwartz. To reach the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Now, back to this week's program.
Okay, and we're back, everyone, with my wife, Linda. So, as we were saying before, okay, Linda, so now you want to start concentrating on discussing some of your upbringing and how it affected you and how you feel the way you do, the way you are today. So, go ahead.
Correct, yes. I, unfortunately, came from a divorced home with no real example of a good relationship or a marriage. And I always wanted to get married ever since I was a teenager and even a young girl because my very best friends were always guys. Since I was a young girl, I had a very good friend from first grade all the way through sixth. And then, of course, my family and I, we moved from the Bronx where I was raised. By 12 years old, we moved to Forest Hills. So I was really a romantic about love and guys and all that kind of stuff in my upbringing. But I had absolutely no idea of how I was going to get married or what a relationship was and where it all began. So I got into my 20s and 30s. I had lots of interesting male friends, but found it difficult to understand how I was going to find a good relationship leading towards marriage. Had absolutely no idea. And I had a very difficult time right after I graduated from college and already had a job in the travel industry. I thought I was really up there and ready to meet my potential spouse and get married, have a family. But I got into some awful relationships after that, and it actually took me from the age of 24 when I graduated college, 1988, all the way to 34 when I finally met you. But I had to go through so much to get there.
It's almost sound like you went through a transformation.
big transformation.
Yes.
Because I went about the wrong ways of really dating. I would date guys like the way women would date, in a sense, today. Now, there was no texting. There was no internet when I was dating. And I would go out with someone that either somebody recommended to me or I would meet, let's say, in college or wherever I would meet the person. And we would go out. And I had no idea how to communicate my feelings. I had the upbringing where my mom would always tell me, you know, keep it cool, go have a good time, enjoy yourself, basically like that. And so I'm like, okay, great, we'll go for a coffee, we'll go for dinner, whatever it was, whatever it would be, and that would be it. And that was like, okay, then let's say I would date, and then for a while, okay, you're supposed to have some kind of bond with the person and see the person a little often, mm-hmm. every week, every couple of days, whatever it was, and eventually I would have like these two-year relationships that were going nowhere, and I would like literally realize I'm wasting my time.
Now, by the way, yeah, before, now let's talk about it for a minute, mm-hmm. exactly it. We discussed, a lot of people, unfortunately, we feel do waste their time on relationships that really, as you said, going nowhere. Wouldn't it be nice if people would learn how to save themselves a lot of time, months, weeks, months, years, literally, by doing it the right way from the beginning?
Correct. That is true. Yes.
So how would you say, from your perspective, what would be the correct way to do it? And this way, people don't have to have all these disappointments and waste years, and they literally can live with somebody, and then they find out, after all that, we're not compatible, and we, in fact, just friends of ours, unfortunately, we see going through it right now as we speak, that they got together, and they finally said, well, we're going to live together, and now they realize they're not compatible.
Correct. Yeah. That's totally the wrong way to go, I would say. And I understand because I've been out there on that side. And then I would say, thank God, by the time I was getting ready, I guess, in the way that I was trying to learn how to find the right path in my life, I was actually on the internet in, I would say it was probably January. Yeah, January 98, I had gotten on the internet on AOL, mm-hmm. and there was a Jewish chat room, and I knew I was going to get married to a Jewish man because I'm Jewish myself.
Okay, so in other words, that's important to emphasize, that it does help when you have things in common.
Correct.
In terms of culture, background.
Correct. Yeah. Your mm-hmm. culture, your background, mm-hmm. your religion, your upbringing, all of that. And so I went into the Jewish chat room, and I actually met a very nice guy. We ended up meeting each other. He liked me, and I liked him, and we were chatting, texting each other through AOL. And then he decided to ask me for my number and call me. So we talked for a while on the phone. We decided to go out, and we dated for like maybe 6 weeks. And then he was very, very very smart and very intelligent about the way he called me up at one point, and he said, you know, I like you and I like to keep you as a friend, but I really need to find a Sephardic woman.
For his needs.
Right. And boy, did I cry and get upset, and I felt so sad about it. But I always remembered some of the things that he actually taught me while we were talking, because mm-hmm. he was religious, and I really didn't know that. He was what we call a Baal Tshuva, which is what we are, an observant...
Going back to your roots.
Correct, yes. An observant person.
Yeah.
So, which he didn't mention to me, but I knew that there was some kind of stability in his religious ways, and he used to tell me, you know what, read this Jewish book, and read this Jewish book, and read that one, and read this one. And then, when he saw that I was very serious, and I really wanted to find somebody, I was at that point where, oh my goodness, the biological clock is ticking, mm-hmm. 34 years old, I really wanted to get married and have a family. So he told me, he said, I'll tell you where you can help yourself. He said, go and learn Torah, learn how to become a mother and a wife, and I'm telling you, you'll meet your husband very soon.
Okay, so that's interesting. You heard what you just said, you know, when you said you're talking to me about, I want to emphasize to our listeners, he actually said that you have to learn. What does it mean to be a mother and a wife?
Correct.
Interesting. Can we talk about that?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. And I've heard this while I was dating in the religious world, while I was learning and dating. There were some rebbetzins, rabbis' wives, that would stand up in front of a group of singles like myself at that time. And they would actually say, look, for you that are singles, men and women, you have to know when you're going to go dating, what are you looking for? Not just going to have a great time and talk about a baseball game or a great movie or a wonderful song or a group or whatever. You're going out there with an intention to get married and that you want to have a family. So now the thing is, when these Rebbetzins would stand up, they would say to all of us, how would you put yourself in the frame of mind of being a wife and being a mother? Hmm. What would you do as a wife? What would you do and behave as? How would you behave as a mother? Mm-hmm. And the same thing for the men. How would you be as a husband towards a wife? How would you treat each other?
Right, exactly. Exactly it. That's exactly it. And you remember you told me that you were kind of surprised to hear that.
Oh, yeah. No, not that I was surprised. Yeah. I was actually excited because I never heard that in my whole life. Mm-hmm. And when you go dating in the outside world, nobody guides you like that. Mm-hmm. They just tell you go and have a great time. And, oh, what kind of guy did you meet? What kind of girl did you meet? Are they fun? Did you enjoy? Are they pretty? Is he good looking? Et cetera, et cetera.
What we call the outer shell.
Correct.
But people don't, right, but people don't really get to know the inner shell. I mean, the inside of
the person.
The person, the inside
the
of
characters,
the
characters.
Exactly.
The characteristics and
right.
all of that.
And therefore, we feel that's why, unfortunately, we have so many divorces because that time, remember when we played the song, the Pina Colada song?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I emphasized to our listeners that here they were living together and they didn't really get to know each other. They did not get to know each other. It's really sad.
It is. Was it?
The whole point is to relate to each other and grow together.
Correct. Yeah. And, you know, one most important factor is when you go out looking for a bonding and a real relationship and a committed partner so that you can get married and can talk about your plans and your goals for the future. You want to feel like that other person cares for you, mm-hmm. and that you care about them.
By the way, there's that word, one of my favorite words, caring. Where is the caring today?
Hmm? Oh, yes.
Where is the caring? We don't see too much caring today, do we?
Not at all. People just basically use each other for different circumstances, and they hurt each other, and they don't know why those feelings are coming about. They don't go to a third party to talk about it, or maybe they do, but they don't go to the right third party, which means maybe they might need a therapist or a coach or a best friend, and it becomes a problem.
In other words, analyze yourself.
Correct.
See whoever I am, what makes me tick, what do I believe in, what do I stand for? What are my values? What am I looking for in the person? What is a person looking in me? Things that we have in common.
Correct.
Too many people just, again, it seems to be on the surface.
Exactly.
And therefore we see what happens when things are just on the surface and people don't take the time to get to know each other, then unfortunately we get all these breakups.
Yes, that's the unfortunate thing. People don't really know how to relate to each other properly, and they come with their issues from past experience, whether they were traumatic or whether they were something from their upbringing or a situation that just recently happened to them. Instead of them going for the external help that they need to make themselves feel whole and together and successful as singles, they are coming in with a lot of
what we anger call and known as and what we call in our relationship coach jargon baggage. Some people call it luggage.
Exactly, exactly.
Well, there's a lot of suitcases here. We gotta get rid of those suitcases, you know. Yeah, because
you gotta unpack them and leave the load behind,
yes,
and go out.
These suitcases get heavy after a while. Carry all the luggage. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you see, but it's nice that as we can talk about all this and we can relate, because we definitely feel we have come a long way, And, you know, we come back from the break, I want to talk about how we believe in the couples should complement each other, not compete against each other.
Correct.
But complement each other, and how couples can actually help each other to grow and make their life quite meaningful and interesting.
Exactly.
No. So okay. Now, before we go to break, I just want to say that again, the number to call in is 866-472-5787 or 5788. And yeah, and I also want to say that it's interesting how we all, when we sit down and listen to each other, it's we all have different perspectives, but the bottom line is that we as a society, I feel we have to go forward, and because there's no point the way we are, we can see that things are just stagnating. And again, we see what happened just happened to our friends, both very nice people, the man and the woman, both very nice people. They decide to live together, and it turns out that just a lot of friction, and there is no
commitment.
We're going to talk about that too, but besides the commitment, the compatibility issue.
Correct.
They really found that they're not, they don't, there is too much that they want to change each other. So when you want to change each other so much, then you start getting to problems. Okay, and we'll be back after this break.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com. There are over 140 million products manufactured worldwide. It is impossible to know the ingredients in these products, especially those made overseas. Stan Salat Jr., President and CEO of the HSF Mark and the Counterfeit Mark Alliance, is the host of People to People, working together for your safety. Stan believes in our right to know the type and amount of hazardous materials in consumer products and whether they are counterfeit. Find out how you can protect yourself every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Variety.
Stimulating talk gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one Internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com. You are listening to It's Time to Go Back to Basics with Naftali Schwartz. To reach the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Now, back to this week's program.
Okay, and we are back, everyone, with my wife, Linda, here. And, yes, so now, you know, Linda, let's talk, for the benefit of our listeners, I like to talk about how we met and how literally since day one we start caring for each other and doing things to help each other.
Yes. When Naftali and I met, and we are married now 15 years, okay? So when we met, I was 5 months Baal Tshuva, observant, and I was still learning and growing as I am now. And I got a phone call. I had joined a lot of organizations within the religious Jewish community. And I got a call from Hineni. And one of the matchmakers, I had gone to a matchmaker there at that point, because I really wanted to see if I can be matched with somebody of my own background. And it was very nice. About 2 months after I joined, 3 months after I joined, I got a phone call from Naftali Schwartz. And he talked to me on the phone for about 45 minutes. And I heard him speak in such a moral, valuable, and traditional way. I was very interested in meeting him. So he asked me to meet him that day. And I literally walked 45 minutes from Forest Hills to Kew Garden Hills, New York. And we met right in front of Super Soul. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, but you got some exercise that day.
And yeah. We met, and I wasn't judging anybody or saying anything to anybody. I kind of figured we were going to go out for a coffee just to get to know each other. Mm-hmm. And Naftali said, well, you see the restaurant across the street? Let's go there. And it was called Stardust. And they had four menus there. It was delicious.
Yeah, it's
not that we ate every single menu, but
and they're out of business now.
Yeah, yeah. They're out of business.
I mean, there's different owners. Yeah.
Anyway, so we went there and we sent the waitress back about 3-4 times because we were just sitting down, getting to know each other and talk to each other. And that was the first time I've ever met anybody that would really try and ask me questions in relation to me and my background, where I'm coming from, what am I doing. And just showing me that they want to get to know me.
Yeah, right. I want to emphasize to our listeners, I showed interest in you. I want to get to know you. Instead of just talking about me, what do I do, what kind of watch I wear, what kind of car I drive, how much money I have in the bank, what kind of house, whatever, all materialistic things.
Correct.
I said, I'm here to get to know you. Tell me about yourself.
Correct. Exactly.
And you were not used to that.
I was not used to that at all. And Naftali made me feel very much at ease, and I felt like he was already becoming my friend. And we ended up staying in the restaurant. Now, the restaurant was open until 10 o'clock. We stayed there from about 6 to 10. And then I mentioned to Naftali, I have to do a little shopping. I wasn't sure if he was just going to drop me off at the nearest supermarket or whatever I was going to do. But he decided to come with me. So he stayed with me for another couple of hours. And he dropped me off at my place at about 12 midnight.
Yes, and remember, I said to you, don't you have to go to work the next day? And you said, what? Work? Oh, what's that? Oh, yeah, I have to go to work. And I said, well, and I think we talked about for 6 hours.
Correct.
Was a 6-hour date.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct.
So we felt the chemistry.
Correct. Yes. And then, of course, he said to me, I played it cool. I didn't know from all my experiences I had been burned like a lot of ladies out there, like a lot of men out there. So I kept it cool. And I'm like, okay, he's a very nice person. Whatever's going to be is going to be. And I know, well, just before he dropped me off, he said to me, I will call you on Wednesday. So, sure enough, I went ahead. The next day, I had a wedding to go to, in Borough Park. And I remember it was my first Orthodox wedding, and I said, oh, wow, wouldn't it be beautiful to have a wedding like this? Mm-hmm. And I went to the wedding, and sure enough,
Before we forget, just this is important. The point is, because you emphasize that you thought I'm just going to drop you off and say goodnight. But I already, from the first day, you said you need to go some shopping, and I offered to help you.
Correct.
Which shows to you that I'm already showing signs of caring. I cannot not overemphasize that word. I want to see more caring in this world.
That's right. That's correct.
Where is the caring? Why don't people care?
Correct.
This is really ridiculous.
Yeah.
And besides the fact that we're looking to get married, mm-hmm. We're looking to get into a relationship, just I want to see people care about each other. Of course people care about each other. But we feel that obviously it's not enough of it. Because, again, if people, I just want to say this, from my perspective, if people are rushing to get divorced, yeah, instead of fighting over every little thing, and the classic one is about the tooth, and the toothpaste, Right. People don't
the cap.
You leave it open, leave it closed. You leave it open, even closed. I mean, people are fighting over little silly things like that. The idea is, again, if you care for somebody, I just want to give that one example here, that when, let's say you go on a date, and you see that things are not going to work out, but still, the proper thing to do, ladies and gentlemen, is to, when you drop your date off, is make sure that the lady you took, she walks into her house or building, make sure that she's safe. This is just proper way to do things. This is the way I was raised, that it just shows caring. Okay, so we're not going to hit it off. May not even go on a second date. But just treat people like human beings. What do you want to say about that?
That's correct. So we are, if you want, I mean, I will not continue, you know, from our dating.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm jumping back and forth because the different perspectives here. There's so much we can do, as I was saying, 46 minutes.
Correct.
But if there's a certain point that you really want to concentrate on.
Well, what I wanted to do is, it's called proper dating skills. And
go
I
ahead.
Left it general because I wanted to go first into the modern society, the way people date, the way I have dated in the past, so
right.
I can relate to these people. And at the same time, as technology changes and people, these young people are very, very worried themselves, you know, they see marriages end up in divorce and they're afraid even themselves. But what I wanted to do in terms of proper dating skills mm-hmm. is say that this is what happens today in the modern world, but I can tell you from my own experiences, as I mentioned to you, I have learned that the traditional way of dating,
right,
which is the value system and the way of going according to your religion and all of that,
mm-hmm.
the traditional way of dating is going out just to date with the intention that you want to get married,
mm-hmm.
you're open-minded, open-hearted, and, you know, you just leave it be in God's hands.
Right.
In other words, when you go out, don't go out with such an intensity that this is the right man or is going to be the right man and this is the right woman or gotta be the right woman.
In other words, forcing it.
Don't force anything.
Yeah.
Just
right.
go out there and say, I'm going to meet a new person.
Right.
Going to be a new friend or whatever. But don't force the issue. Just enjoy yourself. And if that person doesn't make you feel at ease or you don't like that person, then it's okay to say, I don't want to see you again.
But still be nice about it and treat them as human beings.
Correct.
Not right away, okay, now is the, well, since I don't care about you and it's not going to work out, then I say, okay, that's it, then bye, I'm out of here.
Correct, you know? Exactly.
I mean, no, that's not the right way to do things. You're talking to another human being, show courtesy, respect, and say farewell in a nice way.
Correct.
Again, we emphasize that we need to relate to each other as human beings. Caring is very, very important.
Correct. Now, I'm hoping that in the next part, we're going to be able to talk about the ways that people should carry themselves when they do go dating.
Very good. Okay, so on that note, we'll be right back.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Do you ever just ask why? If others, especially children, ask you the same question, how do you answer? Is life a whole bunch of questions just waiting for the right answer? When you tune in to the Mickey Ellison Show, you'll find out how to find the answers and open up so many more questions as you do. At what point in our lives did we stop answering the why questions and just settle for whatever answer we've been programmed to settle for? Never stop asking why. Join Mickey Ellison every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
Are you single and looking to get married soon? Perhaps you've started that journey with your soulmate and need some coaching before you get married. Are you feeling that issues in your marriage have pushed you to the brink of divorce? Naftali Schwartz wants to talk with you. At the Center for Self-Improvement, we offer coaching for people that are looking for results in their lives or are just having trouble taking the next step. If you're ready for a shift in your attitude and mentality, visit the Center for Self-Improvement, Inc.com or call us at 818-209-7533. We're based in Southern California, but we can reach out to you no matter where you are in the world. If you're not in our area, Naftali can offer private sessions via telephone or online. Naftali will help you with your relationship coaching at almost any step. If you're looking to be in a relationship, in one now, or thinking about getting out of one, don't be hasty. Call Naftali today to get results in a different way. Visit CenterForSelfImprovementInc.com or call 818-209-7533. Again, that's CenterForSelfImprovementInc.com or 818-209-7533. Have you been struggling to rediscover your sexual life? How do relationships really work? Are there some topics that should be off the table? Listen for Love, Sex, and Communication with host Reverend Dr. Stuart Block. Dr. Block has spent decades helping adults to have more pleasure, satisfaction, and higher levels of communication. It can mean more pleasurable, caring relationships. Love, Sex, and Communication can be heard live every Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Make our world a better place, but not sure where to start? Tune into Better Worldians Radio with the creators of the social game on Facebook called A Better World. Join hosts Ray, Mary Sue, and Gregory Hansel, who will inspire you to make a big difference in small ways. They'll speak to experts, authors, volunteers, and everyday people who are changing the world daily. Better Worldians Radio is heard live every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Variety.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com. You are listening to It's Time to Go Back to Basics with Naftali Schwartz. To reach the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Now, back to this week's program.
Oh, okay, and we're back, everyone, with my wife, Linda. And so we were saying, Linda, about the... you want to talk about appearance now?
Yeah, I'd like to take a moment and talk about different aspects of dating. So the first, I would say, appearance, and this is for both men and women. When you're getting ready to go out with somebody and you're meeting somebody new, you should make sure you look good, you smell good, and you feel good about yourself. Carry yourself as a whole person. So you make sure you dress up well, you make sure you're well-groomed.
Presentable.
And presentable, yes. And especially I can talk from a lady's point of view. Now, a woman should dress comfortably and very pretty, which means she doesn't have to go out there in a provocative way, wearing low-cut blouses and wearing very, what do you call, these...
I know what you're saying.
Sleeveless and skin-tight
clothing.
Right,
because we talk about image here. What kind of image is the woman wants to send to the man?
Correct, yes. Exactly.
Yes.
And you want to go out there so that you can look level-headed to the man when you go out. Mm-hmm. You don't want to go out and then all the guy is going to do is check you out and look at you top to bottom, and that's all he's going to see.
And put check marks.
Correct. Exactly. Exactly. You want to go out there so you can look modestly, which means you can dress beautifully, and you can look at the person, look at the man, and you're level-headed with him. You can have gorgeous makeup on, you can dress beautifully, smell nice with your perfume, etc. I will leave it at that point. And men the same way. They should dress very nicely. They should, whether they wear a suit and a tie or wherever you're going, which is the next point I'm going to bring up. Wherever you're planning on taking the woman, whether you're going to a fancy place and you're dressing up in a suit and a tie, or you're going to go somewhere casual where you dress with a pair of slacks and a shirt, dress appropriately. And again, I'm going to emphasize this to ladies. Ladies, when you are asked out for a date for the first time, don't be afraid to ask the man where he plans on taking you so that you know how to dress appropriately. Because sometimes it could happen is that if you don't communicate where you're going and, you know, what you plan on doing, you don't know how to dress. So I know I've had the experience, and this is when I was very young. One of my friends was setting me up with someone, and we were supposed to go out on a date to the movies. So for me, a date to the movies was to put on, at that point, a nice pair of jeans with a very pretty pair of shoes and an elegant-looking blouse, and I was okay. I was casual, pretty, and ready to go on my date. And when this guy came to pick me up, he was in a suit and a tie. So I said, oh my goodness, I was so uncomfortable. So I'm saying from that experience, I can say to you ladies, it's okay. Ask your potential partner, friend, whatever you want to call the person.
Dating game. Yeah, the date.
Ask your new friend, you know, where are we going to go? And how are we going to spend our time?
Right.
So this way you know how to dress accordingly. And same thing for the man.
Right. So this has to do with what you call proper dating skills.
Correct.
In other words, and we also emphasize it's mutual respect. It's we want to give a good impression.
Correct.
To each other.
Yes. So you give... You give a good impression by how you also carry yourself on the date. So one thing is the appearance. The next part of it is whether you can smile the first time you meet the person and feel comfortable, and that person smiles back at you. If you feel nervous, they're going to pick up on that. If you feel more relaxed, they're going to pick up on that.
Right. By the way, Linda, you emphasize positive, must be positive. Walking around feeling negative and feel moping and depressed, that doesn't do anything.
No, that's going to push the person away.
Yes.
And this is for anybody.
Yes.
If you go out like that and you express yourself in a very negative way and you're meeting new people, eventually they're going to just say, excuse me, I have to leave right now. They don't want to hear your problems. Nobody wants to hear your problems. If you have those issues before you go out, make sure you go to somebody that you trust and confide in and let it go.
Right. I say, again, the point is we all carry with us baggage.
Of course.
But the thing is, we need to, for example, Shanti Niven mentioned that she recently went on a date, and unfortunately, the date was using her as his therapist.
Yeah, that's...
You know, that's kind of sad. I mean, you're going on a date, hello, you're here to get to know the person you're with. If you're just going to cry about... I know it's not so easy to say, okay, look, I'll just put everything under the rug and just concentrate on my date. But really, to be fair to the person you're with, wouldn't you agree, Linda, that
For sure. Especially you're getting to know somebody new. Because everybody has some kind of pain in their life, some kind of hurt and turmoil and trauma from the past. But you don't have to walk around like that. Let it go for a while. Put it under the cover. Or just don't go out on a date. Don't go dating until that is cleared up. There has to be clarity in your mind and a sense of positivity.
Right. Now, so in closing, what would be your main message that we are bringing across today?
Well, that people should learn how to carry themselves properly, how to dress properly, and how to look for the right type of person. And feel, is this person the kind of person you'd like to continue seeing? And then emphasizing as you get to know that person, Do you really want to marry that person? Can you live with that person?
Right. And wouldn't you agree that please turn the cell phones off or put them on mute? I mean, it's so rude when you go on a date and the person says, oh, wait, telephone, I have to answer it. No, another call, wait, I have this important phone call. Again, you're here with a date. That's being rude. I feel turn the cell phone or put, leave in the car, what have you, but focus on your date.
Correct. That's so inappropriate. If somebody did that to me, I'd probably say, look, you know, I've got to go. I also have valuable time. My time is valuable, too.
Yes. I mean, what kind of message are you sending across? You're telling your date that, you know, you're not that important to me.
Correct. You want to walk out there with a positive image, and you want to give your time and effort and your concentration to the person you're going out with and getting to know.
Yes.
And give that person a chance, and you give yourself a chance. And don't put so much pressure on yourself or the other person.
Yeah, and of course, we can talk a whole segment about being judgmental.
Correct.
One of your favorite subjects.
Oh, yeah.
And too many people are very quick to judge and draw conclusions, which is really not fair to the other person. Hello, give the person a chance. Let's sit down, we'll talk, let's get to know each other.
Correct.
Remember, we used to do events, and this one guy said to me, some one man said, I'm just going to stand by the door and see who walks in. If I don't like anybody, I'm not coming in. I said, are you serious? I mean, he said, yeah, I'm not going to pay for this event unless I feel that there is somebody here that I find very attractive. But that's apparently for another episode.
Right.
So
it's all surface stuff, as we said before.
Right. So again, I want to thank all our listeners for listening in today. And I hope that you, again, we're here to give you thoughts and ideas and go out and see if you can work them out or
right.
practice them. Okay, and on that note, go ahead.
Yes, on that note, think about who you're getting ready to meet and go out with with a positive image, and think about what kind of person would I like to get married to and where am I going to find that person.
Very good. Okay, so thank you again for listening to our show today. And we'll see you next time on It's Time to Go Back to Basics.
Thank you so much for listening to our program. Please join host Naftali Schwartz for another edition of It's Time to Go Back to Basics. We'll be here Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Have a very good week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.